the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And today we're talking about what not to say in tough situations. And the toughest is probably the conversation you have with someone who's had someone close to them pass away.
It's extremely tough on both sides of that conversation. Almost 17 years ago, my older brother died when he was only 34. I was 27. It was sudden and it was devastating. I remember how tense people would get around me because they didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Did some people say everything happens for a reason?
Yes, and some people quoted the scripture about how God works all things for good, and even though I believe that scripture, it is not the best one to say when someone's grief is raw, because at that time, there was no way I could imagine a reason good enough to justify losing my brother.
Yeah. I know you've said it's a blessing when someone brings up your brother's name.
Yeah, it is. One of my greatest fears when he died was that people would forget him. If people never mentioned him, it would almost be like losing him all over again. If you're talking to someone who has had a recent loss and you're nervous about what to say, just be honest and say, I don't have the right words, but I am so sorry this has happened and I can only imagine how much it hurts. Or if you can't think of those words, just show up, hug the person, sit with them, cry with them. Those actions alone speak volumes.
Definitely. For our listeners out there who are hurting this morning and missing someone intensely right now, we want to say we're sorry and we pray you'll be given comfort, strength, and peace.